to keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Hey, everybody, it's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, and I'm Josh Bernstein, and there may have been some technical issues on the other end, so, hey, this wouldn't be the first time I started a show, now would it? Welcome, everybody, to the program, and just want to say that what we're witnessing right now is unprecedented, obviously, number one, and number two, more than anything
right
else,
there.
It is illegal and unconstitutional. What is happening right now in the House of Representatives? Looks like we got Dr. Bill on now.
And we have Josh Bernstein. Josh, let's give an update on all the major news that's going on. There's so much this last week, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So glad that we have you on. I was kind of covering there for you for a little bit. But look, all I'll say is that what's going on right now in the House of Representatives and the Democrats is illegal. What they are doing is they are in violation of the constitutional requirement of articles of impeachment, by the way, which have not been given and introduced. But more than anything else, they are in violation of President Trump's due process rights by not allowing him to defend himself in this kangaroo court. And the Republicans right now, I agree with Sean Hannity last week. He said that Republicans should boycott all of these proceedings. I 100% agree with that. They should send one person and a lawyer just to make sure that they're not planting evidence. And then what I would do personally, because, you know, I'm not nearly as nice as Sean Hannity, is instead of doing that, I would have them show up dressed as fishermen. In other words, full tackle box, fishing poles, fishing hat, everything. And I'd have them sit in there and play on their phones with the volume on loud, you know, playing Angry Birds or whatever it is. And then when they're told to be quiet or whatever, just ignore them. And then I would also ignore subpoenas. I would tell the President Trump to sue the Democrats for violating his due process rights. He's got legal standing to do so.
Oh, yeah.
And I would ignore subpoenas. I would ignore requests for information, and I would say, look, you're not doing this the right way, and therefore I'm not going to comply. And there's nothing, let me repeat that, there is nothing that the Democrats can do. Nothing. And here's the thing. They don't have the votes to do an impeachment.
They know that.
The media, no, of course not. The media can lie all they want and say that there's 10 or 12 Democrats that aren't on board. Give me a break. There's north of 50, folks. There's north of 50 Democrats that no way, no how at all are going to go on record voting for impeachment of this president, knowing that in their district, President Trump won. There's at least 35 to 40 red state Democrats that don't want anything to do with this. There's also a report out of Pennsylvania that even the Pennsylvania Democrats are now telling the national Democrats in Washington to knock this off as well.
Not only that, the evidence is coming out so bold. I mean, I'd be even more extreme as Trump. I would declare martial law and put these people in prison. But, you know, he's obviously operating much more.
They're breaking the law, clearly.
Yeah, they're breaking the law. Firstly, at the very least, just call for a vote. When the vote is no, it's over. Now, here's the problem. I saw we had on the program last week because our guy couldn't make it. So we had on the program we had Keisha Rogers, who's actually running for a Democrat against the congressperson, this maniac. I'm not even going to mention his name. And it doesn't matter what his skin color. I could care if he's purple polka dot. My children have got every nationality in their blood, okay? So when Keisha voted against this, tried to run against this person, he's been calling for impeachment even before Trump got inaugurated. Now, you got to understand, he's in Houston. What's going on now is simply a crime. It's a crime against the Constitution. It's a crime against the due process rights of our president. And it's a crime against 65 million Americans who voted for Trump. It's a crime against the idea of having representative government. These people, this is the end of niceness. I would be a lot less nice. I would say, okay, I think one of the persons that was actually a representative over in Ukraine is supposed to be before this committee today. Why the hell do anybody working or affiliated in our government, still with a job, going to be answered to a Democratic committee when they don't even have subpoena rights for the Republicans? It's insane. And then we have this idiot, poppy-eyed maniac, Adam Schiff. I've changed the last two letters of his name, TT. Adam, S-H-I-T-T, okay? Because that's what he's full of. This guy does a play act, and then Nana Pelosi comes and says, oh, yeah, that's what Trump said. This is a play act by this guy making up completely false statements and false dialogue in front of Congress, and he's not in jail. Why is Adam S.H.I. not in frigging orange jumpsuit right now? Why is he not? In some third world countries, he'd already be executed. He would not be around. So at the very least, the man should be arrested. He should be removed from government.
Because Republicans do not have any balls. That's
I noticed that because I heard one Republican on the weekend said they're trying to say that they should remove him. Why the hell isn't he removed? How come Republicans cannot remove this character? I mean,
anyone
put somebody else
votes
in there.
To impeach this president without any evidence, without any solid evidence, because there is none, should be removed. I agree. And here's the bottom line. There's three reasons why, you know, nervous, nutty Nancy refuses to bring up impeachment. Number one, they don't clearly have the votes, because if they did have the votes, then they would do it. Number two, they don't want to have the $125 million-plus dollars that's waiting and just chomping at the bit from Trump and his allies to drop, you know, truth bombs on these red state Democrats. They don't want those ads to start running when they start to vote for impeachment. That's the second thing, so they're giving them cover. And the third thing is they know that the Ukrainian call is not enough to impeach the president, because there's no evidence there of a crime being committed, because there is nothing wrong with what he did. So I say, S or get off the pot, nervous, nutty Nancy, and no Nads Nadler, and Adam Schiffless. And if you really think that you're going to impeach someone, go ahead and do it. Don't run this sham kangaroo court that you're doing right now, which, by the way, is illegal. If you look at the Constitution, it clearly says that the House of Representatives has the sole power to impeach a president, not a spino, a speaker in name only, or a committee chair person. No, it's the entire House of Representatives. Right. That means Republicans and Democrats. If the Democrats think this president should be impeached, fine. Go ahead, put your money where your mouth is, you absolute sissies. I wanted to call them something else. And here's the thing. Put it out there. But they won't do that. Why? Because the Republicans will then be able to counter. They'll be able to give their own witness testimony. They'll be able to debunk the BS
that they're putting out there and spewing.
Yeah, but
and
they don't. This should never happen that. in any constitutional republic or Western democracy. It should never happen. This is the greatest crime.
This is something you would find in old Russia or in the Soviet Union.
Well, I think that Putin and his oligarchs, even in communist China, think, is this America? I mean, come on. I'll tell you what, here's what my short list would be to Trump. Okay, I know he's doing all the right things so far, but I would tell him to, number one, I would declare a state of national emergency. I would arrest Schiff, Pelosi, and Nadler. I would immediately have a face-to-face meeting with the Democrats and say, look, do you want to pass infrastructure like the USMCA treaty? Do you want to get infrastructure going for cities? These are things that he's been working on. They don't want to give him any credit for anything, do they? Including all his recent work on health care. The problem is, you see, the Democrats are waltzing into this new election. They know they're going to lose, don't they?
Well, that's the only reason why they want to impeach him, because they know they can't beat him in the public court of opinion and allow the voters to reelect him for another term. Because they're soulless and they're scared and they're just despicable excuses for human beings, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, what do you think of some of the polls? Like, when I turn on Drudge is getting pretty drudgy. But I look even at Fox polls, they say, more percentage of people are wanting to impeach Trump. Like,
something.
Are you on the same dimension?
All,
what the
Fox
hell?
News.
What?
Hang on, listen. Fox News is not Fox News. Okay?
Right.
Fox News hasn't been Fox News since about the year 2001, 2002. Fox News is what we would consider controlled opposition. In other words, it's put out there to be fake opposition so that the left has cover when they can say faux news or they can say that Fox is the conservative channel. It's not a conservative channel. You have a few voices, big deal. But overall, the people that run Fox News are no better than the people that run CNN, okay? Fox News is CNN light, all right? Plain and simple. There's no difference, truly, between CNN, MSLSD, and Fox News anymore. And that's really sad and unfortunate. Because here's the thing. The Fox News doesn't need to be, quote-unquote, fair and balanced and the right name and news and all this garbage that they're not, right? Here's the thing. We have ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSLSD, The Washington Posterior, The New York Slimes, Huffington Post. I mean, there is so much. It's like 98% of all media in this country is nothing but left-wing garbage and trash. So then why can't Fox News just be the real conservative alternative? We don't need to have liberal voices on Fox News. If someone wants to hear a liberal opinion, there's plenty of other channels to go to. So I don't agree with having liberals. Hang on. I don't agree with having liberals on Fox News at all. Because there's no point. Because it's not like CNN and MSNBC have conservatives. They have these fake, wonky Washington morons that they consider to be Republicans. They're not conservatives. They're not.
Hey, why do they do that? Even Tucker does that. I see that. And now the only one I know that doesn't do that too much is Hannity. But Laura Ingraham has these morons on. I've seen them on there that are actually pundits working for the demon rats and leftists.
Yeah.
And the other thing that bothers me is the gutlessness of the Republicans. Get some guts, people. You want to take back the House. We lost the House because the Republicans weren't active enough telling the truth. The Democrats have done nothing. Nothing.
Right.
They're not building the economy. They're not building the infrastructure. They're not helping with Medicare. They say they're going to do all kinds of stuff. They're going to do nothing. And then they want these multi-trillion-dollar crazy ideas. We're going to bring national health care and take away your insurance. We're going to get rid of cars and airplanes. We're going to get rid of meat. We're going to go back before the industrial age, before we had oil and gas. Holy cripes. If they get into...
Try to take a steak away from a Texan. Okay? Or someone south or anyone for that matter. You're going to get killed doing that, all right? Seriously.
Honestly, if you want to see a civil war...
You take a steak or a hamburger away from...
Yeah, yeah.
And you might as well try to...
Yeah, it's Columbus Day, but Man, people don't realize it's bad today, isn't it?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back. There's a bunch of issues to come up here. Number one, I can't believe these crazy polls where any decent thinking American could think that in any way, shape, or form they have a basis for impeaching Trump. Maybe you want to find his personality a little aggressive because he tweets back against people that attack him. Maybe you don't like the idea that he is a little narcissistic. In fact, you can see him. He's a master at these stadia when he does these things. Like, I watched him in Louisiana and Minnesota. He's phenomenal. He's running it like a WWE special.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's great, especially when he goes off script.
It's entertaining. He goes off script. And then you got to understand the game is...
don't have nothing on President Trump as far as...
No, I'm not saying he's perfect. There's minor things. We need to get him off the 5G network and the GMO, but those are minor. When you see what he's done with the Chinese just in phase one, he's protected intellectual property. You don't have to hand over technology. He's got $40 to $50 billion agricultural goods for our farmers. He's actually got a first phase treaty. He's delayed the thing, but remember he mentioned now if they don't go for it and we're writing, then it's going to hit them. The Chinese better play ball or else. Their economy, but you have to understand now, everybody's got what's called a market-based economy based on innovation. The Chinese manufacture goods. You can manufacture just as easy in Vietnam or Japan or Mexico or whatever. The Chinese are being particularly aggressive, and last 25 years since they got in the WTO, they've taken over 125 of the major top companies manufacturing things. That's going to go away. We have the rise of India, rise of all kinds of Asian countries, Vietnam, Taiwan, Japan, all kinds of other countries that are able to move into the area. And we have also the move toward artificial intelligence, 3D printing, and manufacturing by robotics. We don't need giant slave labor anymore. We don't. The Chinese
I don't think we do at all. And I think that China has much more issues than what you're even talking about. I think they have societal issues. You know, they have this imbalance between men and women. You have a gigantic middle class, 600 million people strong with not enough jobs. You've got poverty. You've got $23 trillion in debt. So, yeah, I think that China has a lot of issues. And thankfully, we have finally taken them on and said we're not going to allow, you know, our, you know, taxpayers' money to continue to build up China's military. And that's basically what we did. I mean, think about this for a second. We're coming into the Christmas season, right? And we're going to have Black Friday, and we're going to have, you know, people going to Walmart and Target and other stores. Don't buy things that are made in China, because what you're doing is you're paying for them to increase their military to possibly one day eventually use it on us. So what we're doing is we're funding their own military and their weapons programs by us going out and looking for the best, cheapest deal at Walmart. It's not the smartest thing to do. Go out there, buy a product made in America, and if you can't find them made in America, fine. Find them in Vietnam or find them in India or, you know, or
Japan or elsewhere.
Just don't let it, just don't do it for China, because when we do
you're adding to their economy.
And if we want to, you know, destroy them, which is ultimately what we want to do, because there can't be two superpowers. We are the only ones that can be the superpower. Everyone else must be underneath us. That's just the way it works, so that we can have 3,000 years of, you know, harmony and peace. Because if it was the other way around, which is the direction we were going, what would have happened? It would have been 3,000 years of darkness if China was to take over and be the power structure and the superpower of the world.
You know, I got a little name. I want you to maybe modify, because you're a beating genius at this. How about no buy China? Don't buy anything from China.
Don't buy China.
No buy China. It almost sounds Chinese. I think,
I'm sure right now hey, going to say that.
No buy China. Yeah, no, I'm not against. In fact, I love Asians. In fact, some of my best friends are Asian. I really respect the Asians people. In fact, they're some of the kindest, nicest people. And we're letting those people suffer. They have, they say 36 and a half million excess males. No, it's more like 100 million. They can't have a bride unless they go to Indonesia or the Middle East to get a bride. Do you know that? They're screwed and tattooed.
It's
ridiculous. And by the way, they got rid of the one-child policy. You know what they did? They went to the two-child policy. So a woman gets a third pregnancy, they'll grab her and abort her up to the moment of delivery, even if she bleeds to death. Disgusting.
Sounds like something the Democrats support, right? Killing
of course,
the born.
And by the way, they've been killing so many females. It's only in the rural areas where some females survive. They used to stuff rice in their mouths until they literally would swell up with their saliva, and they would choke to death, the baby girls. Now, what happens is now, they put out a noticeable 4 months ago saying they had 1.8 million breed-ready females. The article was up on Drudge. I couldn't believe it. And I cross-checked it and I said, my gosh, these
maniacs. I'm not really thrilled with Drudge anymore. You know, Drudge...
No, but I went and checked the article source.
Breaking news, Drudge, maybe on a shooting or something like that. But as far as anything else, I call it the sludge report.
I call it too.
Disgrace. What he has turned into and allowed his once powerful Drudge report to turn into is nothing but a left-wing Marxist propaganda site that aggregates news that is just completely against the president and is anti-American on its surface.
It's also against America. It's against human decency. Now, here's what we need to do for Hong Kong and for China. We need to tell China, hands off Hong Kong. Number two, we need to say, hands off Taiwan. We need to say, denuke these islands in the South China Sea Islands. We need to say to China, you don't want these treaties regarding all the things like agricultural goods? Stop sending us an agricultural good called carfentanil. We even probably have the GPS coordinates where the PLA members are making hundreds of billions of dollars sending illegal carfentanil through the Mexican border to kill more than all the American citizens in America from toxic fentanyl, carfentanil. So toxic, one grain of it will kill you. And these freak maniac Chinese communists are getting away with this. Why? The only one that actually has enough cojones, balls, is Trump. Everybody else, now you may say, I don't like Trump because of blah, blah, blah. And listen, there's things that aggravate me about Trump. I don't want him to push 5G network because he doesn't know it's toxic. I don't want him to push GMO food because the food industry has kind of tweaked him to say it's a good idea. It's not. You need to mineralize your soil and don't want monocultures. I don't want him to put fracking that triggers off earthquakes. But I love fracking. I like the idea he opened up the ANWR. We are now into energy independent. If we weren't energy independent when this thing happened to Saudi Arabia, or if it actually went down completely, we would be screwed and tattooed, and so would the Europeans. Their lights would go out. I mean, and these Europeans, they're not thankful at all, are they?
No question about it. Our position of strength as far as being in energy independent has kept us from jumping into other conflicts in which we would have had to have gotten into because we were dependent on foreign oil. And that is the mistake of past Republican administrations like George W. Bush and others, and then as well as Democrats, because they both collectively, as globalists, believe in not being energy independent. And President Trump saw that from a national security standpoint very early on in the very, very beginning, and he said, whoa, wait a minute, we're not going to put ourselves in a position of weakness, we're going to put ourselves in a position of strength. And thank God he opened up ANWR. And thank goodness, looking at
and also
the
these parks, too.
Here.
You remember he's reversing a lot of the parks this moron Obama put in. So now a lot of these parks, for example, I think he was up in Minnesota. A lot of the areas where there's really high mineral content of iron ore, you go in there and you can mine. It's not going to destroy the park to mine for iron ore. It's underground. It's like, are you kidding me? And, we have more tactical mineral resources. You know, I found out when I was taking care of employees working in Colorado, we have one seam of coal in Wyoming, the lowest anthracite, low sulfur coal in the world. That one seam, which happens to be parked up near a park, which Barack Obama tried to block, that one seam could supply the Earth for all its power needs for 250,000 years. That's one seam. I mean, we never need anybody else. It's not just like maybe 1,000 years or 10,000. We don't ever need. Not only that, we have tokamak fusion reactors that are coming. They're classified. We've had them for 60 years. We always need hydrocarbons for production of
building materials and chemicals and everything else for our industry. There's no need for America to be dependent on anybody else. And the fact that we're energy independent, I can't even believe that some Americans are stupid enough to think they're going to put in a poll, we need to impeach Trump, okay. We need to impeach Trump, okay. You don't get breakfast except for a bowl.
That poll, and I'll use President Trump's favorite word as of late, BS. They oversampled Democrats by 8 percentage points, number one. They only had 12% of independents, number two. They were registered voters, not likely voters. Big difference between the two. Registered voters are typically the political class, the elites, the Washingtons, the people that are in the middle of the deep state and central intelligence and everything else.
Exactly.
So they don't count. Their voices don't count at all. I mean, they're not America. They don't speak for us. So it was not likely voters. And the other thing was, it was all the questions, if you read the thing, which I did, all the questions were skewed to elicit a certain response that was against President Trump. And the last reason, it was a tiny, tiny sample of 1,000 people. So here's what I say to the scum at Fox News run by, Paul Ryan, Osiris Paul Ryan, who, by the way, is the one that set up the polling place at Fox News, but that's a story for another day. Here's what I suggest they do. I dare you to run a poll of 25,000 to 50,000 Americans around all 50 states, or if you're Barack Obama, all 57 states, and do a real poll with 25,000 to 50,000 people, and I will guarantee you that the for impeachment will not top 25%, and the against will be 75%.
And by the way, it's a sign of
higher.
It's a sign of mental health and spiritual health. The fact is, and I'm just going through my short list. If you want Trump to be impeached, realize you're not going to get a decent meal ever again. Your economy is going to crash. You're going to freeze in the dark. You're going to be in a pre-industrial age, and you're not going to be able to fly or drive a vehicle anymore. You're going to be forced vaccinated, and you're going to be in a Medicare system where you're going to wait forever. And if you do finally get care, and you're too expensive to take care of you, they'll give you a lethal injection and put you to death. If that's what you want the demon rats to run our country, they'll run it into the ground. We will not be able to
they
protect
so
power
crazy,
anywhere in the world.
Dr. Bill, they're so absolutely insane that I can't even think for one half of a millisecond that they are even a viable option. Like, I am so, there's no way that they could win. I can't even fathom another Democrat ever being president again. That's how insanely crazy they are.
Let me
I know Right Wing Watch is going to have a field day with that one.
Let me use an example of Canada. I have Canadian friends. I lived part of my life up there. I was raised up there when I was a kid, and by early time, I got relatives in Canada, and I got friends and customers. Canada's gone down the toilet. We've got this Justin Trudeau, who I knew his father, Pierre Trudeau, was a Satanist. He had 666 in his car. His deputy prime minister was my grandmother's brother for years. I know exactly what's going on, and it's freaking weird, right inside my own family, okay? You got to understand, Canada is a perfect example of what they wanted to do to screw America. Their economy is in the toilet, okay, even though they got tons of resources, including oil. The oil tar sands, for example, in Saskatchewan, Alberta, has more oil than the proven oil reserves of the entire planet by 2,000 times. They have tons of gold. For example, the Williams Lake refinery, I took care of people in Williams Lake, is the second largest gold mine in the world. The largest one is in Alaska. It's American, okay? Canada is screwed and tattooed. And by the way, if you're in healthcare like I was, and you get seriously sick, they don't even go to committee. They just give you a lethal injection. And when both of my parents, which are, by the way, my father was Canadian, my mother was American and from North Dakota, when both of them got to the end of their life, they didn't call Dr. Deagle even though I was home. They called my brother to ask to see, can we give your parents, after we tried XYZ, a lethal injection to put them out of their misery? They didn't call me in the middle of the night, which they could have. They did. They killed them. Okay? I saw it up there. Canada is a disgusting country because of gutless people that put up with people like Trudeau. And if Americans are stupid enough to support the Democrats, they'll one-up the Canadians. You think the Canadians are bad? Wait till you see what
the
freaking Democrats will do.
American leftists, they look at Canada as not left-wing enough. They look at Canada and Scandinavia as, these are areas that, and countries that they actually despise. They want Venezuela as their model. They want North Korea as their model. They want Iran as their model. They don't want any freedom for anybody, okay?
By the way, in Venezuela,
people are.
If you don't support Maduro in Venezuela and you're a diabetic or have a health problem, you can't get drugs or even health care. Do you know that? You're dead.
Yep.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo.
And this is the linchpin, I think, of the Middle East. This is why the prophecy in the book of the Old Testament about Damascus. We're back now. Let's talk about Syria. I know that Trump only pulled 50 troops out of there, but he should have put a lot more stuff in there, hardware and everything. And he shouldn't just be talking about financial sanctions against Turkey. They need to be knocked out of NATO. He should send a Delta Force in to decapitate that frigging government and get rid of that guy, Erdogan. Erdogan should not be drawing breath or having a frigging pulse. And the fact that he's going in there now we've also forced the Kurds, which are, by the way, Maoists. They're actually some form of communism, but they've been fighting the Turks for decades, because after World War II, there was never a country set up for the Kurds, Kurdistan. Because two-thirds of the entire nation of Turkey, the majority of the population are Kurds. If you go to all western, the eastern side of Turkey, it's all Kurdish. If you go to the north of Syria and east of Turkey, and even right into Iran, the western part of Iran, they're all Kurds. In fact, Kurdistan would probably be the largest country in the Middle East, even maybe larger than Saudi Arabia. But it doesn't exist. And we force them now into the arms of Bashar al-Assad, which may or may not be good. I mean, I personally don't think we should be taking them out. We should work out a deal with them because the PNAC documents want to remove him. And I think having a guy that can literally work with Jews can sit at the table, Christians can work at the table with Bashar. The Jews there in Syria know that if Bashar al-Assad is gone, the Muslim maniacs are going to kill all the Christians and the Jews. They're protected by Bashar al-Assad. Well, people don't know this.
Let me say a couple things here. First off,
yeah.
The only true ally in the Middle East for Israel are the Kurds, okay? There's really no other allies. Saudi Arabia may act like an ally, or Jordan or Egypt, because they're Sunni Muslims and they're fighting against the Shia in Iran and you know, Qatar, right. And you know, Bahrain and many other areas. But this is a Shia Sunni dominated, you know, war that's been going on, sectarian violence, for many, many years. So the only true ally in the Middle East is Israel, and only Israel's only true ally would be the Kurds. So for anyone to think that they're not allies. But here's
let me insert something important, though, because a comment. I think that the Alawites could be turned to become, at least get out of the way. For example, now the Alawites, with under Bashar, are allied with the Kurds, and this is a really strange bedfall we have to deal with now. So please continue. Right? The Kurds are in the arms of the Alawites now, the Syrians. Right? Okay, please continue. I think we may have lost her connection. Let's redial. Anyway, here's the situation. If we don't turn Bashar al-Assad, when we do get into a final conflict, one of the prophecies in the Bible, we've had prophetic experts on, is the city of Damascus will go up with nukes. Now, it could be Israel, or it could be whatever side, Turkey, whatever nukes them. Because you got to understand, Turkey is Sunni. Alawites are kind of in the middle. They're kind of like, you know, they're not like the extreme Muslims of Iran, but they made a dark alliance with them. Not a good idea. And now we have the Kurds are now made an alliance with Syria to protect themselves so that their territory will be safe, which, by the way, we were their ally and protected them. We should actually start trying to turn Bashar al-Assad away from Russia. They're literally on the back doorstep. They're on the back doorstep of Israel. If those darn Syrians actually ever turn and start attacking Israel, Israel's going to respond. They're going to nuke the heck out of Damascus and any aircraft or forces, whatever. And so leaving Syria there, leaving Assad there without turning him into an ally, especially now that the Kurds have become his ally, is dangerous. I feel like somebody's taken the safety off and they've cocked the gun now. So the Kurds, who are a major force there, then they were our ally to get rid of ISIS. Now they're allied with Assad within a matter of days. Nothing could be nastier here unless we turn Syria against Russia and Iran. That needs to happen. We also need to bomb the hell out of the sites where Hezbollah has missiles aimed at Israel. I have friends in Israel. In fact, I'll be bringing on the show Israeli people that are actually, you know, mayors of towns and so on the program to talk about this, they're in grave danger that these missiles from Hezbollah may strike specific sites inside, and they have them everywhere. That's why, thank God, they took over the Golan Heights with the support of America. And that's why we have all these missiles there, and Israel needs to take proactive sites to take these dang things out from Hezbollah and Iran. So we have to make a division here, a slice, to slice Syria off of the connection with Iran and Russia. Russia has an air base in the Middle East because of this. So I'd like, do we have Josh back? Ah, okay, maybe he dropped. He might have got upset because I was inserting some comments here. But I'm going to insert them, okay? Yeah, he might get upset. Well, keep trying to call him, see if you can get a connection. I want to hear his opinion, but I have Syrian relatives. I understand that Bashar al-Assad supports the Jews and the Christians in Syria. And those people in Syria, in fact, the very first churches in the Middle East were Syrian. Do you know that? First Christian churches in the Middle East were Syrian. Do you know it's only 8 miles from Damascus and the way that St. Paul walked from the northeast corner of Israel right into Damascus, Syria, which is in a big bowl? And it talks about a prophecy that Syria is going to be destroyed by nuclear fire. Yeah, it will. If we leave things the way they are right now, well, that's what we're heading toward. We're heading toward a conflict where Israel or our allies or us will be forced to nuke Damascus, the oldest continuous lived city on earth, Damascus, Syria. The seat of the caravan that went from Damascus, Syria, went to China. Twice a year, my ancestors were the Bashas on my mother's side that owned the caravan for thousands of years, were also jewelers through the Kohanim that were the Magi, the Naimas. They were the jewelers that made even the gems for the high priest's garment. And that's why they're so wealthy through the Middle East. There were gemstones and goldsmiths and metal workers. But I know what's coming. And I can tell you right now, unless we split off Syria and make them at least get out of the way and not be an ally with Russia and Iran, we're going to have a really big conflict here. And it's not going to be delayed a long time. I mean, we might think so. Right now, Turkey's moving into northern Syria. They want to grab territory there. This is extremely dangerous. The fact that Syria is allied with Iran and Russia means Turkey is going to come in direct conflict with Iran and with Russia. Do they not think this is going to cause problems? Are you kidding me? Do you think Russia is going to tolerate the Turks coming in and interfering with, for example, their air base and their other things that are directly allied with Bashar al-Assad? Not likely. So the situation here is going to really heat up even before the election. And I think people need to understand we need to carve off Syria or we're going to have a really big war. Maybe in the next days, weeks, months, whatever, but it's going to get ugly. We're getting really close. And we're not going to get a big warning, you know, like, oh, there's going to be a warning like, hey, the prophetic warning about 7 years in the temple. Look, if they build a temple, which is crazy, even jellyfish Christians and the minority of Jews, it is the abomination that desolates. It's not good. It'll create a disaster that will be literally the abomination that'll desolate. It'll actually make a treaty. Trying to make a treaty with Muslims is not good. At least, at the very least, with Alawites, they're kind of pseudo-Christians. They tolerate Jews and Christians, and they actually sit at the same negotiating table and they have for thousands of years. Because they're not like the Iranian Christians or the crazy Sunni Christians, the Sunni Muslims. And if we don't understand that, Bashar al-Assad was an eye doctor with a British wife. We don't understand that what we're dealing with here, this is going to really blow up. Now, I know a lot of people just thought that Trump's pulling out. He's putting troops in Saudi Arabia to protect the oil fields there, because if the oil fields get really destroyed, the world economy is going to crash immediately. Because we're not dependent on oil, but everybody else is from the Middle East. So where I see things going here, and this is, by the way, part of the globalist attack, because they know the only way that they can try to take out Trump is either impeach him or destroy the economy. This thing with Syria, people don't understand all the moving parts of it. The real important moving part happened almost immediately, that the people from Syria made an alliance now with the Kurds. That's really big. people need to realize that we're going to do sanctions against Turkey. Turkey should be immediately removed from NATO. We should not give them any parts for their jets and turn off their ability. But remember the Insulet Air Base, they have something like, I think, was it 40 or 50 or 60 nukes that are actually in their Insulet Air Base in the southwest Turkey. This is extremely dangerous, people. Do you not understand we're at a knife's edge with Russia and China now? And China and Russia are expecting some kind of conflict. It could start there. It's my feeling, though, that the current way we're walking into the New World Order and the destruction, we're going to probably see Syria and the city of Damascus, like the Bible, the scriptures, nuked. I see us not understanding we have to defend Israel one way or the other, whether we have a treaty or not. I think Trump is right to set a mutual defense treaty with Israel, so that even if it's a future president, they can't pull us out of the treaty. We have to understand the Democrats certainly didn't protect Israel under Barack Obama. They put Israel in grave danger. They allowed the growth of ISIS and all these other terrorists. Now, I don't think Trump's going to allow that to happen. He's not going to allow them. By the way, the Europeans wouldn't take them back. I think we talked about this in the break, and we're trying to get Josh back. But we talked to Josh, if the Europeans won't take them back, they're enemies of war. Maybe they need to be executed. We're certainly not going to take them back to Guantanamo Bay and house them for decades. Why? These are basically enemy combatants. They're killing our troops and killing our allies in the Middle East. So what's going on is these home countries of Germany and France and so on won't take these people back. I think it's pretty darn obscene. So you have to understand that's what's happening here in the situation. So if we don't carve Syria away from Iran and Russia, we're going to have a conflict here real soon, primarily between Turkey and Syria. That'll precipitate Russia coming in Iran. It'll put Israel in grave danger of a missile attack on Israeli territory. And Israel will use the Samson option if they have to defend themselves. Yeah, the election's going on with Netanyahu in the wings of this, and it's really hanging. But I believe we are really close to a catastrophe. And 2020 is like seeing 2020. We're seeing the vision of the end. This is the end times. This is the end of the age. But I understand Syria very clearly. I have Syrian relatives and Syrian blood in me. And I can tell you, I've got Hebrew, Koinic blood, and Syrian blood, and I understand what's going on in this nation. Yeah, our only ally there has been the Kurds, but the Kurds, remember, are basically have been fighting for decades against Turkey, and the Turks have done everything to slaughter them. This is going to get really bad, really quick, and if we think we're not going to get yanked into this with protecting our state of Israel, we're delusional. We're not going to be able to walk on this. We have to take action, and we shouldn't try to negotiate things with Turkey to figure this all out. We should take action against them. Out of NATO, no more equipment support, and if necessary, send a Delta Force in to decapitate the regime. That needs to happen really quickly, or if Turkey does this, they're going to make Israel have to defend itself, and it's going to get ugly. That's where I think this is going. Thank you for listening. If you have questions, do contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical at DrBillDeagle.com. We will be back tomorrow with another amazing show. Ryan will be back, Ryan Frace. Get our NutriMeds. If you're having troubles on the online sale, the code is FEAST. We're going to extend another day. 7% off of NutriMeds and Lumen Photon. And, of course, we're going to deal with John W. Spring with the nuclear experts with the visions God gave me 2 years ago to explain with Donald Trump. We did finally get a contact on the 12th of September. I have special knowledge in both blood and knowledge of what's going on, and I can tell you, we are so close to catastrophe, I can smell the sulfur breath of the dark side and the devil literally at our neck. So you better take care of your health with NutriMeds and take care of your geopolitical health and financial health as well with carrot bars, etc. God help you.